Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great show of Astro Mind 2012. Tonight I have a very special guest with me, and she is going to be speaking with me tonight. Her name is Monica, and she is going to be speaking to me tonight about spirit guides, angels, and archetypes. And we're just going to share a little bit of information on what that is. And throughout the show, if you have a question, feel free to call in as soon as possible. We have very little time, so we're just going to cover a few bases on what archetypes are and how to work with them and our spirit guides. Monica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Adrian. Hello, everyone.
Monica, is there anything that you would like to share with our audience tonight?
Yes. You were speaking earlier about archetypes, and I'm very, very interested in that. I would like to know a little more. So I'm ready to get started if you are.
Okay. I'm just going to pull out my book, and the book of the author's name is Carolyn Mice. It's by the Awakening of Your Divine Potential, which is called Sacred Contracts. Now, this book is kind of a little hard for a little bit for just people who are starting out in the metaphysical world, but it also has a lot of information, I think, that we need to get out there to those who are willing to work with their archetypes and how they could play a big effect in our lives. And right now, I'm just gonna share a little bit what it says on the front cover about it. And it says, from a cliff in the top of your point of view, the gathering of the souls for the birth, the trials that exist by names. It is upon the earth that we only see what we don't see, and the more that we see, the more we are tuned into the view. And once more, this is the sacrifice archetype. And of those who force some good and discerns will gladly give you paradise. And it says, and none are taken, but who will have the first heard, the life that read out, that opens the earth word? Good illness is behind the shadows of doubt, nor is the wanting of the press, some spirits to stand simply forth. The heart in the meekness against the unworthiness of the earth. But always God speaks at the end, one through and one strives. The brave would have for the friend, the memories that show for life, but the pure fate which you go. It says, and Adam no memory of choice, and whom were not earthly with these archetypes to which gave the acceptance of this voice. So the choice must begin. But let's give it by chance and see what happens. And the awareness of passers and wanders through the night, and Hershey's falls from the skies. So that's just a little bit of poem that I just wanted to read. It basically explains how these archetypes can help us in the essence of sacrifice. I like to read that one because that one kind of Monica kind of grabs to me, because I think that in our lives we all make sacrifices in either way, for either good or for bad reasons, and maybe to their bad or it would be to our good, and to their good it would be to our bad. So it's just all based on, this book is all based on perception, on what you feel is what is right and wrong for you.
Yes.
It talks about the shadow side and the light side. Is there anything that you want to share about that, Monica, about the shadow and the light?
Shadow and the light, yes. We definitely have that in this world, even though some may not realize it. Eventually, we will all begin to realize that. I believe that comes with the awakening, which is happening now, which is a beautiful thing. For me, it's been an experience. For those that are just awakening, it's going to be quite an experience. And for those that haven't begun yet, hopefully hopefully they'll get there and they'll begin to question and look it up, question it, find your answers. If you're not satisfied, keep going. Every day is a learning process. So I feel like, yes, it is definitely good to learn as much as possible, especially when it comes to archetypes, spirit guides, your angels, things like that. There's so much in this world that we're not aware of, that we are becoming aware of. So, yes, I agree with you there. On the light and the dark side, I believe we each have to deal with it in one way or another, depending on what choices we make in our lives. So, definitely, yes, I feel like it is good to know what is out there.
Well, that's
you,
really
Amy?
Nice, Monica. On your point of view, Monica, how would sacrifice play a big portion in our lives? I mean, having to do with the sacred contracts that we've made and our archetypes on how they affect us in everyday sacrifice. What would you say, Monica, about that?
Wow, that is such a huge topic, but let's break it down. When it comes to sacrifice, those are really, really choices that are made from the soul, from the heart, as they say. It also depends on where you're at in your life, how much of a sacrifice is made, how deep it goes. For me, everybody, depending on how their frame of mind is, I believe, is how large or small the sacrifice is. I may be wrong, but that's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
For others, they may see it as no sacrifice is too large or too small, which is good also, because it also
mm-hmm.
helps the person to understand themselves along with the situation in which they're in. Sacrificing for someone, I believe, is a lesson. And I believe that has to also fall in with what your karma is, what you're dealing with at the time, how you're cleansing yourself with your karma, if you have it. And that's the lessons in life that we learn from. Adrian, what do you think about that?
Well, it's really interesting, Monica. I was just reading this book, and a lot of what you were saying was very true and very accurate. Because it talks about mainly about our decisions based on, you know, would we use sacrifice in the shadow or would we use it in the light? And I think at times we make unnecessary sacrifices, which is all part of our archetypes, you know, and there's 12 major archetypes that stay with us. And out of those 12, everyone has those archetypes. And the major ones that I'm looking at right now is has to do with a lot to do with sacrifice. And is the rescuer and the victim. Now, if you were to look at the rescuer, you know, you would look at somebody, you know, that they have people depend on them for things, and then it turns into sacrifice. And it's like, you know, do I sacrifice do I sacrifice myself? Do I put myself before this incident, or do I not? Or do I sacrifice for others? For this incident, you know, and people look at you as a rescuer, so they're going to look at you as somebody that they're going to depend on to make a commitment
yeah.
for them. And I think that's a huge sacrifice, you know, and in the shadow side, I think that it can affect us in many different ways if we
yes.
don't do it right.
Yes. For them, I think it's going to be, again, a learning process. Nobody's ever told how to live, how to well, let me put it this way. We're all told how to live, how to, what to believe, but then again, people are beginning to question that. And with the shadow side, I think a lot of people are going to be experiencing it more and more, because I believe that this is a year of choice. You're going to have to decide, are you going to walk in the light or are you going to walk in the shadow? So for this year, I believe it's the year of the dragon, as they say, the water dragon. It's going to be an erratic period for people. So I believe that that's exactly what's going to come, is it's choices to be made. And I think that's why a lot of people are going to deal with the shadow side, and that's going to have to deal with a lot of the archetype. Like you said, the rescuer, the hero, the victim, or the martyr, or the, you know, damsel in distress, or as you want to call them. So yeah, definitely.
Well, it's very interesting you say that, Monica, because you know, again, I think to get to that level, it also requires sacrifice. You know, letting go of our ego. Letting go of the possessions of things that we're afraid to lose. And I think that's going to be a huge sacrifice for a lot of people.
Yes,
and it'll be very interesting to see what ripple effect that'll have on our lives.
Definitely.
And I just, you know, I wanted to go into another archetype that sounded kind of interesting to me. It's called surrender. Now, this is kind of interesting. In your interpretation, it's asking in the book, what would be the first thing that you would surrender in your life? In your interpretation.
It would have to be my anger and anger. Definitely anger. Because I think anger is so exhausting, it's paralyzing, especially for the mind and for the soul. I believe that it takes too much energy to contain it. Like they say, that there's a fine line between love and hate, and anger is associated with hate, so I feel like anger would be the main one, definitely.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had this conversation with a friend today about surrender. And I think there's a lot of things in our lives, Monica, that we need to learn to surrender. And I think one of the things is we can't be afraid to ask for help from our guides and our angels.
That's true. Very true.
You know, doing everything on our own. And that falls in line with sacrifice, I think, too, because we're always sacrificing. And why don't we give that sacrifice to our Savior, you know, our Lord, you know, whoever that is. And you know, Jesus was one of the biggest, pictures of surrender and sacrifice, because he sacrificed for the world.
Yes.
You know, he sacrificed to the world to make people to realize that, you know, we too can make a sacrifice. You know, we can do good for others, but we don't have to sacrifice ourselves in the process.
Right. That's
so
very
true. And I think by doing that, we're surrendering. We're surrendering our highest energy to that source, you know. And I just wanted to share that with everybody about surrender. And that too can work with the shadow and light. This book is really cool because it goes into more detail about, she gives examples of people who live different lives. And she even talks about, interesting enough, she even talks about Jesus' life. And
wow.
She puts some a lot of different things like that in there, and talks about God and Jesus and people, prophets, and anybody who had a sacred contract and had an archetype that they were working with.
Yes.
So it kind of gives you an idea of what they all mean. And now let's go in a little bit about what an archetype is. An archetype is basically a soul contract that we all chose when we came here. And we work with these archetypes as we work in our everyday lives, just as if we chose to be a plumber, we chose to be a cop, we chose to be a paramedic. And this falls in line with Dharma, if you believe in the Buddhist tradition. They also believe in that. But this is part of who we are and who we work with. So if you were working as a plumber, then you would want to work with an archetype that works well with their hands. It works well with the mind and the hands. And you pick out your own archetypes. And you have at least 12. And so it kind of gives everyone an idea of what it is and how they're assigned to us to help us. Then we can identify what we're being faced with, what is really behind the curtain.
Right.
So I think that's really exciting, Monica.
Yes. Does she explain how many a person can have? Is there a limit or no limit or?
There is no limit. You can have as many as you can work with. If I were the people, I think that I would work with maybe at least 10 or 11 to start out with. She recommends that because if you work with too many, then it's hard to get them all in order to work with each other. So I feel burned out because all these things are happening and I can't understand. I'm processing all this information.
Right.
But, it's usually better to start out with a smaller amount before you go into the bigger archetypes. And there are different levels of sacred contracts that you'll go into in this book. And I think the ones you're talking about are the higher levels.
Right.
When you start working with more of the ascended masters. When you start working with them, it gets a little bit harder because it's one of the hugest archetypes with the ascended masters is surrender. Which a lot of people struggle with, is letting go.
Yes, very true.
So, I think everyone, honestly, like me personally, I think people should start out with the higher than the lower because we are in that higher consciousness and the higher vibration and things are moving very fast. And I think the information needs to get out there. That's just me, though.
Yes, but everybody has their level, so yes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so
everyone has their levels, and you don't want to burn them out.
Exactly.
So, if you feel you're ready to jump in into the deep and you can swim, then go for it.
Yes, definitely. Be a little bit of a daredevil.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you willing to go down the rabbit hole? That is the question.
Exactly.
So, Monica, what do you feel about doing some readings tonight?
I'm ready if you are.
Okay. Well, let's start with our first caller from the 956 area. You're on the phone with Monica and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, Esma. Hi, this is Tony. How are you?
Hi, Tony.
Good.
I had a really good reading with you back in... earlier the month, and I was just wanted to see what other feedback Monica can help me out in regards to a relationship that I have an interest on a gentleman.
Okay.
Okay, Monica, did you get any insight on that?
Let me get your full first name, Tony.
My full first name is Antonia.
Mm-hmm.
Did you need my last name or?
Your maiden name, that's fine.
Salina.
Your first name.
11/13/75.
Okay. This gentleman, you already know him, is that true?
Correct.
But you've known him for quite some time?
Correct.
Okay. I don't, Antonia, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like to look at people if I don't have their permission, but I'm going to go ahead and look at him. Oh, are y'all there?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay. I'm having a humongous thunderstorm right now, so if you lose me, that's why.
I'm with one.
Okay. He seems, he's a soft-spoken person, is that correct?
Soft-spoken, I don't know about that. He's not a mouth of my words.
Does he have a soft voice, not a real strong, deep voice? Is that correct?
Well, yes, you're correct on that.
Okay, then I'm looking at the right person. has he been kind of distant lately?
Yes.
Okay. Has he mentioned that he feels like it's moving too fast right now, the relationship?
No.
A lot of men get scared, especially when their true feelings start to come out. Give him a little space. Don't rush it. Is this the one you want to be with, or you just want a long relationship with?
He's the one I want to be with.
Okay. I'm saying give him a little time. Let him come to you, because that's the way it's going to happen. You're going to have to be patient with him, because he's dealing with his feelings, and I don't think that's something that he's used to doing. Okay? Yeah. He has feelings for you, and it's scaring him. So, when he calls,
okay.
He calls,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk to him. Don't push to, if he doesn't want to see you, don't push it. Just let him make the move, because he will make the move. It's just got to be done on his time. Like he doesn't want to be rushed into it. In other words, he wants to make sure he's doing the right thing. So whatever you're doing right. Just, you know, give him a little space, though. But he will call you.
Can you tell him just so you could see what is it that he does for a living?
He's very secretive. I hate to pry. I don't want to pry.
Because there's somebody else that I talk to. That he is kind of secret, but I don't want you to get confused on the people.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't see him. That's all I saw. Also, was how he felt about you. I didn't want to look at anything else.
Is there a time frame that when he's going to get over this?
I see 2 to 3 days he's going to call you. So if you're not with, for me, time is like cloudy. Cause it's hard to deal with. If you're not already in the days from now, at least up to 3 days. So you could be in the days starting today. That's what I'm picking up. Okay?
Two to 3 weeks. Wow. Okay. Well, that's kind of good news.
Well,
I mean, we haven't spoken for 2 weeks already, and I know, and I was just a little bit worried and concerned of what's going through his mind. And when I had a reading with Adrian last week, he said very good stuff about it, but I just haven't heard from him. So I was like, let me call him, see what's going on.
Okay, well, that's what I picked up, okay?
Okay, Monica, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, Adrian?
Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 814 area. You're on the air.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm a little stressed out. I really need some help with the serious situations that are going on around me right now. There's a lot.
Give me your birth name. You don't have to give me your date of birth, just your birth name. I just need the vibration of your voice.
Shannon Conley.
Okay.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Adrian. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I made a mistake. I left Oregon. And I left Oregon to come back to Pennsylvania to get my kids, to give them a better life. And it has been one blow after another of negativity like you wouldn't believe. It's been a really down spiral. Yeah.
Well, we have a new caller on the show tonight, Shannon, and I'd like to meet my friend Monica.
I'm here. Shannon, you're going to go through a few more. Not as bad as the first have been, but it's a cleansing, sort of. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm here, but I've had literally everything stripped away and out of my life completely, and they're still nailing me with things.
Right, but it's not going to be as bad as what has already happened. It's a cleansing, sweetie, because you made the choice to get your kid.
Yes, but now I don't have my children.
As of right now?
Yeah. They, like, 2 months after I got back, I don't have my children. And they're talking about jail, and I just lost my job, and it's just been one thing after another. My ex is going after me. My family is constantly attacking me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do want a reading, we don't have very much time on the show, but if you do want a reading, feel free to jump on our chat room and stay on the air, because we're going to still be doing some readings, and we'd like to thank everyone for coming on tonight. Okay,
I don't have access to the chat room, Adrian.
If you want to email me at hypnotist78@yahoo.com, you can email me.
Okay.
And then we can continue the phone conversation if you need to.
Okay. hypnotist78@yahoo.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Shannon?
Yes.
I hate to get so personal.
No, go ahead. Okay, lay it out there. I'm good. My ego is gone. I'm okay.
The ego is what got in the way to begin with, unfortunately. For you, the beginning was so harsh, but I don't see it staying that way. That's the whole thing. Your ex is doing most of this out of spite, isn't it? Because you left him?
Yeah, I left him after he left and abandoned the children and cheated on me. Yes, I would not go back with him.
Okay, but yet he still has all the rights, is that correct?
No, I have full custody.
Okay, then why is it you don't have your children? What got in the way?
Because where I was living, my mother had came home drunk with my sister, and they started hitting me when I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I called the cops on them, and then I went to a motel room, and Children's Services said that it wasn't adequate for my children, and at that point, my son was spending the weekend with his dad, and then he wouldn't give them back.
So you're dealing with it on all sides, okay?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. When you left to begin with, did you leave with the intention of not going back?
No, I did not. When I got out there, my mom had pulled some things to where I couldn't get back right away to get my kids, so I did the next best thing and started looking for a house and a job while I was out there to get them out there, so I came back to take them back out there.
And that's when the problem started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Being Pennsylvania law, I don't know much about Pennsylvania law. I'm in Texas, so the way they see it is if you have full custody, you should have your children. Is there someone in California that can help you?
In California? No, but my twin is in Oregon. That's where I went.
Why California?
I don't know.
Someone you know in California.
I don't know anyone in California.
At all?
No, I do not.
Oh, that person just came at me. Okay, hold on. Oh, that's weird. Must be somebody else coming in. Hold on.
No, a lot of people say they keep seeing me moving out to California, so I'm kind of like, I don't understand where that comes from. I don't know anyone out there.
It has to
be. My whole life is pretty much on the line in my career, and, I mean, they have me nailed to the wall.
Well, they only have you as far as you want them to have you. Nobody rules your life. You're going to have to buck up. You're going to have to get tough. I think this is what this is. You've always given in. You've always put up with it. And now it's time not to.
And that's when my family started attacking me because I made that change to not do that anymore and not live that way.
Right. And you're going to have to stick to it. You're going to have to, I guess, get a hold of your twin. And as far as your kids, the custody, who has them right now?
My youngest son is with his father, which is my ex-husband. My oldest one got put in placement because he committed a crime.
You may have to... You may have to get your youngest and go. and then you're going to have to come back for the other.
I'm not allowed to leave Warren County at all. I mean, like, they'll put me in jail instantly for it.
Because?
Because I left and went to Oregon, and because apparently I was supposed to have permission to come back to Pennsylvania, and I didn't know that. And now they have all these other charges on me, and people are calling the state police and telling them things, and I have to go in front of court in February. I mean, it's been one thing after another. Yeah, it's like the minute I came back, it just, like, everything turned, bam.
You need to find a lawyer, a lady lawyer. I see a lady lawyer helping you. That's why I keep seeing a judge. I keep seeing a judge. As you're talking, I'm seeing a judge. You need to, it's a lawyer, a lady lawyer, that can help you. Because she's going to help you.
Okay.
You need to straighten this out with the judge first. You need to clear your name. And that's how you stand up.
Okay. I'm sorry, honey. I wrote her a letter and gave it to her on the one hearing, and she said, oh, it doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter? Your name is... your name, your integrity, your responsibility as a mother is in question. How is it not doesn't matter?
They said none of it matters.
And why is that? What was the reason for that?
Because I came back to Pennsylvania without permission, and I didn't know I needed to have permission to come back to Pennsylvania. I had a fine that I was paying on, and I came back without permission. I didn't know. I was told that if I didn't get back right away and get a house right away, that the kids were going to be gone. I scrounged up the money as fast as I could, got out here, and literally everything got turned around.
Hey, are you picking up what I'm picking up?
Yeah, I am. And it sounds like one of the archetypes I was talking about surrender and sacrifice.
Yeah. But this one is
and
a little quick.
That's where you made that soul contract. And now it's put you in this position to see something that you're not seeing yet.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need to see something. I don't know what it is. There's something on the outside, and I'm not sure, because I know for a fact that my mother does really bad things. I know, and I'm talking deep, deep, dark, dark rituals. I know that for a fact. But there's something more than that that I'm not seeing. It's like right there, but I cannot get to it and understand.
She covered you with something. You see that,
mm-hmm.
Adrian?
She did that when we went to Africa. It's like she...
That's exactly what I was
seeing.
Same thing as you, Monica.
She covered her. She made you two different people.
When we went to Africa, she did some sort of a ritual or something with the high priestess. I'm not making this stuff up.
She wanted you to follow in her footsteps. She wants you to follow in her footsteps.
Well, I'm not going to be codependent and be abused. No.
But I mean, she wanted you right there with her. Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're fighting.
Like she always has in the past.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're fighting.
And she told me she was jealous that I found true love and that she absolutely hated me for it and really wanted me to die. She said, I hope you get locked up for life and I hope you die. I hate you and I've never wanted you.
Well, she's always been jealous of you. That's why you distance yourself from her.
That woman hates life.
Yeah. So, you know what my guides are telling me? They're telling me that this is going to sound a little weird to you, but they're telling me in this life you have the opportunity to reconcile it with her. The more you get closer to her, the more it's gonna flush out all that negative energy.
And it'll dissolve.
No. I'm actually, no. My entire family, no. The things that they've done, no. I forgive their soul, but
because
I will not forget the dweller.
He has cords hooked up to you. And you need to cut those cords. You need to do psychic surgery and cut those cords.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
There's two ways, you know. There's surrender and there's sacrifice. Right now you're in the sacrifice. Because you feel like you're sacrificing always for others. Always, always sacrifice. Constant sacrifice.
Right.
Instead of surrendering, you're sacrificing.
Yeah. It's time to surrender all that pain and anger. You have it inside of you. You still have it. It's raw. It's right there. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. That's what's in front of you.
Yep.
Bingo. Okay.
That's it. That's why there's no coincidence why we were talking about that tonight.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
And then
you're
going to have to tell her to her face you forgive her.
Yep.
And you love her. And that will break the tie.
That will break the cord.
Yep.
That's why I say you got to get closer to her.
Yeah, that you don't have to go into detail. You just tell her you forgive her and you love her. You forgive her for everything and you love her. Those words will just break it right there. Love is stronger than anything else in this world.
Yep. I want to tell you an example, Shannon, about Merlin, what he did. He went to the White Dragon and he asked the White Dragon, "What do I do to break this curse upon the king and the princess?" Because they was under a magical love spell. And the White Dragon said, "This is not a spell that I can lift. This is too powerful, because love is by free will and choice. But what I can tell you is when she finds her true love and she kisses him, the ties will be broken."
Okay.
So what does that tell you? Like she said, that's surrender.
Yes. Complete and total.
You know?
Completely. All the things that she's done will completely be, that's it, gone, done.
That's a done deal. It's a deal breaker.
You're not seeing the picture yet. Your mind is still set on keeping the anger, but once you do,
you're looking at the sacrifice, Kevin.
I'm looking at the what?
You're looking at the sacrifice. Who do I have to sacrifice for? Or is it your mother? Or is it your children? It always boils down to you, you know, and you want to make that sacrifice for you, not for your children, not for your mother, but everything you've done it for yourself, or you've done it to yourself, and it's, you know, and it's all part of sabotage. We all do it. I sabotage the relationship. Just, you know, I sabotaged it yesterday, and I felt horrible. I didn't write down what I didn't want. I didn't write down what I did want. So I made a sacrifice. I made a sacrifice to show this person that I loved how to grow, how to, you know, live out his truth.